In Sima Mishan Beis, we did Sefei, we did all of the Mechaber, we didn't do any of the Mishabur yet. So Holy Mishabur is a Kut Lamed Hei. So it's on page 36, all the way at the bottom. So the person is permitted to start the water going into the field before Shabbos, irrigating the field, even though we'll continue to do that on Shabbos. Hainu Shepeseach Mayim Samach L'Chashecha. He's opening up the water source, whatever some type of connection that he has from the water, right before Shabbos, Misas Hamayim, from where the spring is, Shielach Legina Hashkoisa, which will then go into the garden or into the field, and it will irrigate at the field. So even though that's Malacha of Zerei, if you do it on Shabbos, he's doing it before Shabbos, it's continuing on Shabbos, that's going to be Mutter.
Using a timer, would that be different? Or?
We'll get the timer.
Okay. I know it wasn't here all week, so I apologize.
Yeah. Well, Haniach, then we said the next case was Haniach Kilo, a person's putting on this medication on the eye from before Shabbos, even though it will be doing its, having its effect and being murap of the person on Shabbos. Haino, Afshin Nishrim Munach B'Shabbos, Vayere Zem Yisrap of Ahalach, even though it's going to be on the person throughout the Shabbos, and that will allow it to continue to do the act of Ripui on the person throughout Shabbos. But since you put it on before Shabbos, that's mutter. Or you can put some type of a bandage on the makkah. Tachposhes is a bandage with medicated bandage on the makkah before Shabbos, and it will heal the makkah over Shabbos. Kilar, you're putting the thick kilar. The kilar rach with solo, normally kilar is thin. Thin keeler is mutter to put on Shabbos. Assuming you didn't make the mixture on Shabbos. You made the mixture before Shabbos. Putting it on Shabbos is mutter because it's not obvious that you're doing it for full purposes, and so much a person is doing, which is not obvious, doing it for full purposes, it's certain cases are mutter. So, like we'll see over there. So, but if it's a thick one, it's obvious it's doing it for full purposes, and if it's usur to put it on Shabbos, but putting it on before Shabbos is mutter. Even if it's put on Shabbos, also why shema yimareach? Because since it's thick, so a person might come to smooth it out and spread it out, which goes into the issur of miruach, which is a told of mimachik, of smoothing something out. Then we have the case of a person wants to put the spices on the coals to burn, to then put a nice smell into the clothing, and you would do this under the clothing to put a smell into the clothing. You ought to do that before Shabbos. Let's say it's mugmer, levoina, it's umine besamim, it's levoina and other types of besamim, noisin ala esh, umashim abegonim, sheirecha noidev. And then you do the act of smoking, putting an act of the smoke, this good, nice smelling smoke, into the begad to give a nice smell to the begad. So you ought to do that before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, and even if the mugmer is munach bakli, koshkan, because the mugmer munach alor, it's the shuri. If it's on the ground, it's for sure mutter, the chiddush are even though it's in a kli, and we would argue. There's an issue of Shisus Kalim. We hold this notice of Shisus Kalim. The fact that the Kalim is doing work is not problematic. It's still mutter.
What's not problematic?
Okay.
Having a Kalim do work?
Then we said you're allowed to soak the Sarim and the Gigas from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. The Shroshon, the Shabbos also. Maybe Simchon and Levov, Sephir Alf Ayin Shom. So putting it in together on Shabbos, like we pointed out, because the nature is that it congeals together, they create like a gel. The proteins which are in the barley make this, when they sit in the water, they sort of gel together. So that's a told of dosh, of losh. It's a form of losh, of making a dough. So you can't do that on Shabbos. If you do it before Shabbos, it's mutter. Then we have the case over here of the person's going to take the grapes or the olives and put them under this heavy piece of wood which would press out the liquid which is inside of them. So that goes into the melacha of schita, of squeezing out a liquid, which is a form of dosh. So you're allowed to do, set this up from before Shabbos, even though it will continue to squeeze out the liquid on Shabbos. But turn him, membeis. Now, there was, in the stages of the process of doing this, they could do risuk before, and risuk was they would chop up the grapes or the olives into very small pieces, etc. That itself would release a tremendous amount of the liquid. So it's almost like, at that point in time, you really have gotten almost all the liquid out. It's just that then the pressing that you do is short, is just to hasten the process of it releasing. So that's for sure, Mutter, because really, before Shabbos, you really have done the primary schita before Shabbos already. They're saying, even in the same way that's not true, the person did not do risuk beforehand. And the act of pressing it with the beam is the primary schita, and that's going to continue into Shabbos. It's still mutter. Since the process is starting before the sun sets, everything is wonderful. Now, but in regards to using the liquid, so we have two issues over here. One is over here, the fact that you're starting a malacha before Shabbos, which will extend into Shabbos. We say, no problem. You did yours, started before Shabbos. Whatever's happening on Shabbos is not your responsibility. Good. Second issue, can you benefit from the liquid which is coming out? So we know the rule is liquid which comes out of fruits on Shabbos, let's say the grapes or olives, that even liquid which came out on its own, you can't use on Shabbos. Mashkan Tzavu is also from liquid, grapes and olives, you may not use on Shabbos. Akzeri, you might come to Duskita. Okay. So now, we're going to differentiate within the case where you did risuk before Shabbos or not. Because in the case where you did risuk before Shabbos, if a person would squeeze in the Shabbos, he's not doing a malacha. Because it's really all totally, the two things, the malacha of schita is a total of dosh, that we said yesterday. And dosh is, what is dosh? Threshing. Is the act of breaking the kernel away from the stalk. So there has to be attached to have the malacha of dosh. If they're already detached, it's not dosh anymore. So schita is parallels dosh, because schita is that you have the liquid being like the kernel and the flesh of the fruit being like the stalk, and you're breaking apart. Right now they're bound together in the one unit, and you're breaking it apart. So that's why we look at schita as a total of dosh. But let's say I already broke them apart before Shabbos by doing risuk. You're just sort of like sitting together and the person that goes squeeze in on Shabbos, he's not really doing schita. They're already broken apart. So, if the gzeir is mashkin shazavu, liquid which came out on its own, you can't drink, because gzeir you might come to squeeze it to get it. If I did risuk before Shabbos, well, there's no gzeir, because it's meeker than, it's not also meeker than to squeeze it on Shabbos. So that's what he's going to say like this. So, but in regards to the liquid, in a case where you pressed it early on Shabbos, early in the day, so the presser of this big beam will do all of your work before Shabbos, of breaking it apart. So even though not all of it has ran out yet, so that's mutter. Then when liquid comes out, it's mutter. If you would squeeze it on Shabbos, you're not really doing anything. So if you would squeeze it, not do anything, we didn't ask for the liquid which comes out. Then you might come to squeeze it. But if you put this in right before Shkia, so right now the grapes or the olives are still intact. They're still attached. The liquid and the salad are still attached. And as this beam is pressing down on Shabbos, it's squeezing, it's breaking the liquid and the salad apart and doing the skita. So if you would go squeeze it, you'd be doing malacha, because it hasn't totally been, the two items have not become separated yet. So there's an isra on the liquid, you might come to do skita. Also, so now the Mechaber said that the liquid which comes out is mutter. So that's what the Mechaber is saying. That's only in a case where you did that earlier in the day, and therefore the act of risuk was accomplished earlier in the day, And therefore, when it comes out on Shabbos, there's no gzeira and the mashka is mutter. But if you did it before Shabbos, there is a gzeira and the mashka is aser. Shemayin yain yirtzim mem gimel. Pirish af, mashka yirtzim b'shabbos, even though it comes out on Shabbos. Like gzeira shem yizchot, kem mashka gozo, b'mashka and shazob, b'mizeisim adob, b'shal yinsasku, kem kemom b'sim b'shincho, sif alef. L'osam yeshki of katas, em yizchot, alken gozo, filu b'zol mayatzimah. A case where, if you'd squeeze it, there's a malacha d'raisa, chazal asad, even though it came out on its own. It's already been broken, it's already been crushed through this putting the weight on it. And it's just still coming out. So it means if you take off, if you would go and squeeze it now, you're not really doing anything. All you do is hastening the process. But Batsim, if you leave it, all the will come out on its own. Because it's really detached already. So that situation. That case, it's only Asamir Rabbanan. Alkein Bezov Meyatzvah Mishab Shor Legamri. Therefore, when the liquid comes out on its own, because also the liquid is mut. Zog Tam Hukam Kein Beboiser Melila Shariskun. That applies to the case of the Boiser, which the Machaber, the next case of Machaber says that Boiser is early grapes, which you squeeze them out to get like a vinegary type of a liquid. The case is also that you did it before Shabbos, and he's rocked it before Shabbos, so if you would squeeze on Shabbos, it would not be malach of the raisa. Therefore, when it comes out on its own, the liquid is mut. Remember, loch lein lo hatakim b'shadoch and gam ken kodem haShabbos dicha u'gersim harisuk. Okay, that even this, we only see that it's mutter in conjunction with the fact that you did other processes in the process of crushing this before Shabbos. You did dicha, which is a significant crushing, and then when you put the kara on top, that liquid is going to be mutter when it comes out on the Shabbos. Okay, mem dal boiser. Anovim mitkilosim kishem dakim. Grapes when they're not fully grown, they're first developing into a grape. Meitzim en mashka l'tabo boi boser. The liquid which comes out of that is a sharp liquid, and people would use it to dip meat in. It's a strong flavor close to vinegar. So people will use it as a good flavor together with meat. So a person would squeeze that. Again, if he does it in a way that basically the real crushing is done before Shabbos, the fact that liquid is coming out on Shabbos is not problematic. So you would take these kernels, which for whatever reason did not fully ripen, and you would squeeze them, and the liquid would come out of the kernel. It's a kernel of wheat. And make it put on a liquid that people would use for dipping in. Okay. Then, the next case, which the Shulchan Aruch spoke about, was putting grains of wheat into the hopper going into the millstone of a water mill. So we said it's mutter to put that in before Shabbos, and that even though those grains will come down the hopper into the mill and be ground on Shabbos, losa schitin wooden shemutter oz baatzma liftoyak gam ken eses miskeres shamayim shal yedeizeh toichin merachaim. Or alternatively, a case where the water was not flowing and they had some type of a fence, something which would block the water from flowing into the water mill, and he would open up that fence and let the water flow into the water mill and have the mill turn. He can set that up before Shabbos. Since it's before Shabbos, he's starting the process of milling by letting the water flow. No problem. Okay, so we're going to allow the person to do that.
Opening it before Shabbos, right?
Opening before Shabbos. Yeah. So again, these are all cases that you're starting the malacha before Shabbos, and the malacha will continue in the work on Shabbos, and that's mutter. Shamayim, the b'loshal behema, the adamitzuva b'shisa behemta. But if you have a case of a mill which is turned by animals turning it around, so that you can't do it, because that your animal is working on Shabbos, that's a problem. B'shisa behemta. You cannot have your animal working on Shabbos. Okay, so that was the Mishita of the Mechaber. And the Ramah brought a sheet that said that some people answer this. Why? Because it makes a large amount of noise. And he said, and ubechol malkum, that
it makes a large amount of noise.
Kol was that kol kiyotze bezer hamashmir kol. Anything which makes a large amount of noise, it's also usher the amshem milsa because it's usher the shops. So the first explanation is because it draws a lot of attention, and that itself acts as a some way that it's denigrating shops. Good. Koshikos the darkim mershim. There's a second issue, which because it draws attention to what you're doing, and then people will see it and notice it, and they might think that you started the process on Shabbos, etc. Rishon Zalman has a tshuva, Rishon has a tshuva also. Person wants to put stuff into the washer or the dryer right before Shabbos. They can be very noisy machines, so they would have this issue, because it makes noise. The Chazanish talks about turning on a generator from before Shabbos. He says it's mutter. So the question is, why is a generator? Generators are quite loud. Right? Why is it mutter?
Generators
are quite loud. So why would that be mutter to have this generator? If okay, you can't have the Rechayim going, why can't I have the generator going? He says, since the whole nature of his dafka set it up, it should last a long period of time. There's no chashad issues, and this is how the machine works. So let's say I would use a generator the whole week; it wouldn't be usher to do it on Shabbos. This is how the machine functions. There's no zulus of the Shabbos. That whereas the mill, it's not that the mill is running every single whenever we have grain to mill, they would mill. So that's a specific action. Whereas the generator is made to work on a regular basis. See, he felt there wasn't called zulus of the Shabbos. Okay, let's say the mill belonged to a non-Jew. For sure, you can give it to him before Shabbos. Or if you rent it out to a goy, the mill belongs to a Jew, but the goy is renting it and he's running the mill. If the Yisrael. The Israel rented out to the goy, and it's the goy's or the goy owns it, and the Jew gives it over to him for Shabbos. Oh, as af any Yehudi teichen on some Shabbos for sure because any Yehudi adai didn't have she'obed. The way they used to do with the miller wasn't your employee. The miller owned the mill, and he would. Take a commission, whatever it is, for the work that he did. He would charge. So he's like a Kaplan. He's taking over the responsibility for the job. He's charging a certain price to the mill. You mill your grain for you. It might be depending on the amount of grain, whatever it is. So then he can actually even go start to do the whole process on Shabbos. It's not nicker belongs to the Jew. It's in the goy's mill. It's in the goy's mill. So it's not in the Jew's home. It's not nicker belongs to the Jew. It doesn't look like Jewish wheat versus non-Jewish wheat. And he's a kotzatz. Everything is wonderful. But Rachel Yamani Sal Etzloy the Mexican Kishlucha commercial customer Shin Zayin. But the Jew wants to make sure the goy doesn't steal any grain. So he wants to stand there. Now it looks like when he's standing there overseeing the process, it looks like the miller is working for him. That's already problematic. Now, Litzarach Pesach, if they're grinding wheat, which is for Pesach, he can check it, make sure that no water gets near it, etc. He needs to be there to be mashgiach on the process. So that's mutter. We're in Sivkot and Memches towards the end. So that's mutter. And furthermore, and he can put a shomer there to make sure that the goy doesn't steal any grain for himself. But he cannot discuss it with him. Right, so there are cases which are going to allow the Jew to oversee what's happening, as long as he's not interacting with the goy at all. So then the goy does not look like the shliach of the Jew. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah, and I want to touch on this bir halacha over here. Okay, so we have two opinions: are you allowed to have this process of making a sound or not? Mechaber said mutter, the Ramah said aser. And the most of the minig is chachila not to allow these type of noisy things. But makam seder, you can be make. Mem tes makam seder. But time the oz yachalis for there rishana shemakela slitin mibayjan. We'll rely on the first opinion that if you put it there before Shabbos, even though it's going to make a large amount of noise that is running on Shabbos, it's mutter. Al b'Shabbos also litan afil yidei en Yehudi afil huskiroi. You cannot have the goy do this for you on Shabbos unless, in case you gave it to before Shabbos, and he was a kotzas. Finally, Abba Simon Rishon Gimel bim Shaburus a kotzin yud. He asked the shtar mechira and Yehudi the umarichul loy al kol Shabbos. That you should make sure that's clear that the mill belongs, the arrangement of the mill, that the mill belongs to the goy by doing a shtar mechira to him, etc. Then you could put the clock. The last case that we dealt with over here in the Sif, which went through a lot of cases in the Sif, review that in a second, is a grandfather clock. So grandfather clock, you pull the wakes and that makes it run. Now we'll see later on that there is a in Simon Shin Ches, there's a Chayorim. The Chayorim says if a clock stops and you pull the weights to make it run, that's Melacha D'oraisa. Because the clock's function is to keep time. When it stops keeping time, it's no longer doing its function. And by pulling the weights, you're making it function. So that's a tikkun in the kli, to the point that Chayyarim holds it's Melacha D'oraisa involved. So now, here the person is having his clock running and it's making noise. It's every hour it's chiming, etc. So it's like this case over here, which we said in the Chavtila, we don't do something which makes noise. No, but Ramah said it's mutter. Because people know the derech is to, many of them, the mechanism would allow it to run for 36 hours, 48 hours, etc. And the derech was to start it running before Shabbos, and then not to do more, and not to deal with it on Shabbos. Kekol yardim, will yakshidu shemidu b'Shabbos. People will not be chushed him that he set this clock going, he pulled the weights to make the clock work on Shabbos. We see over here that, but to do it on Shabbos definitely is problematic. And even to tell the goy to pull the weights to make it run. And you're doing it because you need a mitzvah. Because you need to know what time for the zman and for the mitzvahs of kriyas shema and davening, so a shvus to shvus, b'malka mitzvah is mutter. So a mir la'akum is the drabanan, ana malacha drabanan is mutter for mitzvah purposes. So if you'd say that this act of making the clock go is a drabanan, so that I could tell the goy to do the drabanan for mitzvah purposes. But if I say that this is considered might be it's considered a deraisa, we're not matter amir lakam on a deraisa for mitzvah purposes, with one or two exceptions, which we'll see later on. Prima gadamayim shalom l'sherech oid, malakom esim and shalom l'ches, mishabur mashin to bizda. And we'll talk about this again. Okay, so now we need to talk about two things over here. We want to talk about time clocks, which we're not going to necessarily have time for talk about time clocks. I do want to see this bir halacha over here. It's an important bir halacha about how we understand malacha. So, first he brings a shita. The Dimon Askel Hashmos calls the last bir halacha on your test. It's about 12 lines up from the bottom. So the question is, if a person would put the grains in the hopper on Shabbos, and then eventually the grains would fall down into the mill, and the mill would grind it. Is that called? Would he be chayav deraisa? The malacha deraisa tochen. He's milling something. He's not doing it with yadayim. The water is doing it, right? He's putting it in such a place that it will reach there and be ground. Is that a malacha deraisa? So I'm not going to rumshem and sadu lermed and sinas chitam sechrikaim shemayim b'shabas lecha chiyav chatas. The Magen Ram says that putting water putting the wheat in such a way into the hopper that it will go into the mill and the mill will is being turned by water power is not a malacha d'oraisa. The tchino achakach memela osi. So that's happening. It's just happening with Mela. It's like a groma. Groma's not the rice. Everybody disagrees with this. We don't have that version of the smag or smag that he's quoting. The Rambam says there's a rye from the Rambam Periches. There's no rye from the Rambam Periches. El Yerabah, Eben Oizim, Togam Rabba, Chemin Roisha, the Masha Mebi, Amagar Rambam Atzmai, Rai, Medivri Toysa, Staf Yazan Rambay, Zlinyam Mitzufa. That they hold that the Iker is like the Amagar Rambam himself brings it. There's a Toysa who says not like this. The Amagar Rambam says it's not the rice, it's Mutam of the rice. He says, but Toysa says not like that. They said, no. The Toysa is the Iker Psak. The Iker Psak is like Toysa, that it is, yes, the Malach of the rice. And all the other things which he talks about, they're Doych. Okay. What's Tosis? The first mitzvah of Bishas Fisosa Nichnas Chachay L'Secha Minukado Chay V'Avdosim Emel. So Tosis says a person puts nets, he puts traps out. So the Morse, you ought to put the traps out before Shabbos, that the, even though they're going to trap on Shabbos. Tosis says, you know, that's only a Kiddush if you tell me that when you, if you do it on Shabbos, it'd be the Raisa. Be usher. So what's I'm telling you that's mutter to put out the traps before Shabbos, even though they're going to trap on Shabbos. It sounds like that if you do it on Shabbos, it'd be the right be usher. The Kiddush is even every Shabbos is even on Shabbos it's usher. Every Shabbos is mutter. Why is it usher on Shabbos? I put the trap, and 3 hours later, an animal comes. So that's a groma. Groma is not a deraisa. Tosha says no. The case would be that you put the trap, and immediately after, as you put it, the trap traps the animal. Now, but the end of it, the person didn't do it, the trap did it. He puts it down, immediately the animal walks in, it causes the trap to close, and the trap is trapping the animal, not him. So you see that taking a machinery which has a function, and taking advantage of that function in a direct way is called you doing something. I'm not doing it, the machine's doing it. That'd be chai, Tosha says. So you see that, so the same thing over here, the machine is grinding, you using the machine to grind is called you're doing it. Let's understand baking. There's a malacha, one lama test malacha is cooking and baking. So what do? So you put the pas into the tanner, and then the fire goes and bakes the bread. I didn't bake the bread. The fire baked the bread. So why am I chayiv? I didn't do it. So it basically tell me the case where I would take the fire, the dough was there, and I take the fire and I run the fire back and forth over the dough and make it bake. Okay, so I'm directly baking it. I'm not doing that. I put it there, and then, you know, an hour later it bakes. The answer is, that's called, since there is a kayach called fire, which exists in the Bria, and I've set it up in a situation that this will take advantage of that kayach called fire, which is this in the Bria. It's called, I did it. That's called my maisa. So the same thing over here. Ashatkin ma'ela, osa the basoif, afilach ichayiv. Vayim Eben Ozer, shom oid rayas to zen. Eben Ozer brings multiple rayas to this point. Now, so, it comes out that, you know, now there is a Gemara really which touches on this. The more it talks about the Malach of Zora. What's the Malach of Zora? You would win. Oh, how would you win? You would take a pitchfork. You thresh. You have the stalks with the kernels attached to it. You thresh them. Now you have this big pile of the stalks and the kernels, and you know some of the husk gets broken off as you do it, etc. It's a big mess. You take a pitchfork. You throw it up into the air. The wind blows, and the kernels which are heavier fall down, and the chaff which is lighter blows away. So I'm not doing it, the wind's doing it. So why am I chayiv? So the more in Baba Kama, Daf Samach asked the question, and the more it says, as a matter of fact, by case, if a person, the more is contrasting Shabbos with the case of a mazik, whereas in the case of a mazik, where the mazik would take, the wind would take that item and then go somewhere and be mazik, he wouldn't be chayiv. The Gemara says, by Shabbos, he is chayiv. Gemara says, why? Malachas Masheves Asutara. So normally you understand Malachas Masheves. Malachas Masheves means the malacha has to be done with intent and forethought. So normally that's a kula. Right? Why is Darush Hashem Miskam Mutter, not the Raisa? Because he didn't have Kavanah. Malachas Masheves. Malachas Nesik Lugufa, Malachas Masheves. Misasek, Malachas Masheves. But over here it's the opposite. Since he intends to take advantage of the wind, and this is how he set up the process, so his intent makes it that it's called his process. So it comes up by Shabbos, for sure we say such a concept, the Gemara says, that using the different kayakhs of Russian put in the Bria to the advantage that I want to accomplish and generate a certain malacha is called I did it. Right? That's more over there. Now applying it to other areas of halacha is more complicated. There's a Gemara talks about in regards to Eish. I'm getting late over here. The Gemara talks about regards to Eish. That's Eish Mishapchitza. The Gemara says when a person sets a fire and the fire burns, it's called heat burns. To the point he's Chayav Misa. Right, so Eish Mishapchitza, is it only by Eish? So there's a Tosis in Baba Kama, also in Baba Kama. Also in the sixth parak, not in Afsama, but at the beginning of the parak, in Nun Vav. But Tosis applies it to other areas, other types of Kirchas besides Eish. And it means Tosha says this is, and that's not only by Shabbos. That's by Morsi the Gabri Tzicha, Morsi the Gabri Mazik. That using Kachos exists in the Briyad, right, to accomplish something is called that you did it. So the Magen Rambam is a Bar Bechidish, right? The Pashas is like the Avinu Ezer and all the Achronim, which that using the Kachos which exists in the Briyad is definitely definitely. One last thing I'm not going to do inside. He says he points out that even according to the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham doesn't argue in the following case. So the case over here was you had the hopper on top. You put the wheat into the hopper, then it runs down as the Rechayim is moving. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham says is not the Raisa. But if everything is ready there, it's on the millstone, and the water is not running, and he takes away this. Blockade which prevents the water from running, and the water rushes through and moves the mill. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that's called Ritzicha. If he, in a case where he would kill somebody through that process, it's called Ritzicha. He drowned him. So over here, even though Gemara would agree, that for sure is Chayiv. Opening up the water that the water should come in and turn the mill and grind is called his Maisa. One last thing. There's a Ramban. The Ramban actually discusses this. I think it's in Kufmem Vav, I think. Kufmem Tes. Last parak. He says that you have, there's Isur Shisa Bento. Your animal can't do work. You're not involved at all with the animal. There's another issue, which that's your animal. There's another issue of a animal, which you're working with, is Mechamer. Right? That's Isur Mechamer, even if it's not your animal. Isur Mechamer, that the Ramban says it, but if you're plowing with the animal, and you're holding on to the plow and directing it where to go, even though the animal is doing the whole process, really, he's breaking the ground, he's pulling it, but you're directing the animal where to go. So you're using the karech of the animal to plow. That's a malach of the Raisa Yechayev Skila. That's using the karech of the animal to plow. That's not machamer, he says. That's chorish, mamish. So the Ramban touches on this idea that you get a case where I'm using the karech and the bria of the karech of the animal to plow. It's called, I'm doing it. So we have the karech of the animal, we have the karech of the water, we have the karech of the fire, we have the karech of the wind. All those things, harnessing the karech of the person put in the bria to do things, it's called your maisa. And it's your chayiv by doing so. And that's the chiddush which we're saying over here. Okay.